Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. This is our third time trying to restart this episode. It's already getting juicy, okay? I'm Chelsea.
And I'm JC.
And today we are answering questions that we have been avoiding. Dun, dun, dun. We're debunking everything.
This is going to be a very juicy, I feel like unfiltered, you know, uncut episode. I'm excited to dive in. As for
life, that's a lot of questions.
As for
I quit.
As for a life update, like I was saying, again, there isn't one because all we do is play pickleball all day.
There is a life update though.
Oh, there's actually a very important life update. And that is that me and Leif beat Nick and Chelsea twice the past 2 days. So we finally ended our losing streak. And because of that, our communication and our love for each other has grown.
And me and Nick got worse. So thanks for that. I'm just kidding. Today I kept yelling at Nick because he was half asleep. I'm like, they were winning. And I'm like, Nick, wake up. Wake up, Nick.
Hold it together.
Well, we won the first game. And I was like, okay. And then we were going to the second one. And I could tell by the look on Nick's face. And then the very game point before they even served to us.
You could tell.
I knew Nick was going to hit it right into the net. And guess what he did? He hit it right into the
net.
That's
called manifestation. Yeah. Great job, Chelsea.
I'm like, oh, it's my fault. I'm toxic. And Nick's like, Chelsea's toxic. Because he would literally like whiff it. I'd be like, whiff.
He's like, are you on my team or theirs?
I said, I'm on my own team.
Kristen and Marcus came with us today to play pickleball. And it was very impressive to watch them play. They can they can't really move much. But they're definitely naturals. And once they have full mobility, I'm scared for us because I think they could beat us for sure.
Yes.
But it was really fun to play with them. We went swimming in their pool afterwards, which was really, really.
Felt like we were 17 or not 17. Felt like we were 12 years old again. And we went to practice and then came home and swam in the pool and then got out and had popsicles. It's like.
Yeah. It was a dream day. And we were saying, wow.
Well, it's still happening. Today's still happening.
Yeah. Okay. So we still got more. on the schedule. Yeah. But it felt like a weekend on a Tuesday. And we're like, I said, that's goals.
Well, another life update, and how rude of you not to mention, is Leif's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, I forgot about that. I did vlog yesterday. So you guys, I've been doing weekly vlogs and it's been really fun. So if you guys want to check out my YouTube channel to see behind the scenes of our podcast episodes, our Balanced Boss course, and Leif's birthday celebration, I vlogged today when we played pickleball and went swimming, everything. So
they even caught their game winning point on the vlog, right?
Yes, we did. Did you? I did. So that will be on the vlog this week. It should be already up when you're listening to this. So go check it out. Type in JC Marie on YouTube and you should be able to find it. I felt like I had something else that I wanted to say, but I completely am forgetting now. So
it's best we move on.
Okay. I do remember. Gotcha. We have been working on upcoming merch. And I hesitate even
you
say,
have? What's up?
I hesitate even saying that because I don't want to, you know.
Shuffle any feathers.
Shuffle? Ruffle. Okay. I don't want to, get people's hopes up because merch is definitely coming. I just don't know exactly when. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say a timeline, but Chelsea and I have been working on the new design and kind of the vibe we want. And Chelsea made a drawing today.
big things are coming.
Let's just say big things are coming and we're super excited. So stay tuned for upcoming merch. Should we dive right on in?
Yeah, let's dive on these babies.
Okay, first question. Would you leave your husbands for the Dolan twins?
Yes. No.
Oh.
You're toxic.
Like, yes. Next question. No, we would not leave our husbands for the Dolan twins. Are you kidding me? Have you guys seen Nick and Leif?
Yeah. Have you seen them play pickleball?
Have you seen them play pickleball recently? They're hot. Okay. What is the most you've been paid for a brand deal?
Ooh, we're getting right into this.
Uh-oh.
How many people asked this?
A lot of people asked about like how much you make as an influencer, how much you make typically for a brand deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was the question that I thought was maybe the most intriguing.
People want to know.
And you know what? Maybe, I don't know if this is a disclaimer. Chelsea, you were going to say something about money. Why don't you say that right now?
Well, I was just going to say in general in this, I actually was watching a YouTube video. It was Zane on Jeff's Barbershop's YouTube video from the Vlog Squad. And Jeff was asking Zane like about money basically. And Zane was being very open about how much he makes, how much he spends. And he's like, I don't know why people are so weird about money. Like it's just a number. It doesn't have to be the secretive, you know, sneaky thing that none of us know how much either of like any of us are making because it doesn't matter really. Like mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be the hugest thing in your life where I understand, you know, holding back on some things because again, you do get criticized or you do get judged or, you know, you don't want people to know everything about you, but transparency does have benefits.
Yeah, I agree. I think what I was saying before we recorded this is the reason that people don't open up about a lot of things and especially like money stuff, I feel like, is because it does leave you open for criticism. So mm-hmm. as someone with a platform, when you do open up about something, it gives people more of an, you know, more things to criticize you about basically. So if they know how much money you're making, they can judge your purchases. Yes, they judge your purchases. They judge, or they're like, you do not deserve to make that much money. You know yeah. what I mean? So it opens you up to this whole new world of getting maybe comments or messages that are like not fun to be receiving. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I feel like that's a big reason why people are just like, okay, I'm not going to talk about that. Or I'm not going to mm-hmm. bring up these controversial things or these things that, you know, I want to keep private. So that being said, I do feel like I'm an open book. I don't care if people know how much money I make. And I feel like when you are confident, it affects you less what people will say, because I'm sure mm-hmm. there are people who are like, you don't deserve to be paid that much. And it's like, okay, but
that's fine.
As long as, you know, I'm just living my life.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. So to answer your question, the most I've been paid for a brand deal, and this was a longer partnership. So this isn't like one Instagram post. This is like a lot of work, but is $70,000. And there we go. That's how much it was.
I'm like bombard her with criticism.
No,
that's
everyone,
a lot of money.
Yeah, it is actually. It's like,
well,
it's,
and yeah, tell about what it like entails as well, because I think people think, oh, you get paid this much and then you post, and it's just like, you know, why would they pay that much for somebody to post? It's like, I don't think people understand that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this, and I actually forget how many posts it was, but it was a bunch of Instagram posts, and all of the different posts I had to obviously, like, you know, be creative and think of a concept and then send it to them. They had to approve it. And then I had to shoot it with Leif. I also like went on a 2-week work trip and like for the brand and was involved in a bunch of different stuff. And I had to do stuff for their sites and do like different interviews and things like that. And actually my like people now have told me that I should have gotten paid a lot more for what I did, which I think is crazy. Like
yeah.
at the time I didn't really know. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's the most I've ever been paid for yeah. something like this. Like for sure I'll do it.
Because you were with different management, right?
Mm-hmm. And then when my new management found out, they're like, why did you agree to that number? Like that should have been much higher for the amount of work. And I was like, oh.
Cool.
I did not know that at the yeah. time. So anyway.
Also, which I think is a big reason why it's understandable when influencers do get upset about them losing followers, because it's like the mm-hmm. amount of followers you have is how much you get paid
mm-hmm.
because that's how many people you have, you know, a reach to. That's why influencing is a thing, because that many people, you know, not that they go buy the product, but the amount of times somebody sees the name of a product is what the marketing is. Like mm-hmm. that's what they're paying for is
exactly.
that amount of people seeing, you know, you have someone who has 300,000 people following them. It's like you're getting 300, you know, not exactly 300,000.
Yeah.
But that big of an audience, that's a ton of people to like have, you know, people pay for billboards, people pay for whatever. And it's like influencers are such that's in person almost.
A personal thing. Yes. It's a more personal approach.
Than a commercial or anything like that.
That's the thing is I think a lot of people will be like, why do influencers get paid so much? Like they just sit there and take a photo with a product. But yeah, it's what you're saying. The whole thing that the brand is paying for is brand awareness and sales for their brand, which you are giving them a huge, like, new reach. And it is very effective, which is why, you know, influencers do get paid a lot. Because
otherwise, they wouldn't pay them that much.
Exactly. If it wasn't working, brands would not pay that much because it wouldn't be worth it to them. So I think that's important to keep in mind. And there is a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes of social media, obviously. And it really is not as simple as, like, just taking a photo. Even now, you know, making good money, it's like I truly feel like all of my 10 years of photography experience has gone up to this moment. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not like, oh, I could just start this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Having no experience. Yeah. Like everything you do kind of leads you to, you know, this point. But yeah, I do feel like money is a weird thing. But that being said, I do think that it's helpful when people are more transparent.
Yeah.
Because I know even I have friends who like are super open. They're like, oh, this is how much I got paid for, you know, this type of thing. And then I'll tell them something. They're like, no, you should definitely negotiate that and whatever. And having management now that does that. So it's helpful when people are transparent.
Exactly. Because if someone was transparent when you got that offer, you would have been able to be like, oh no, I know this person got paid way more. Mm-hmm. They have less followers than me, less engagement. Like, I know I should be getting paid more. Like, let's negotiate.
Definitely. You guys, I am very, very excited about this sponsor because this is something that has helped me in my life tremendously, and that is Curology. So I have struggled with acne for the past few years. I started getting adult, like just acne randomly. I had never struggled with my skin up until a few years ago. And I was super self-conscious of it. It was these painful, big zits that I could not get under control. And I decided to try out Curology actually. And I used it for, I believe, a full, I think, year, maybe even longer. And this helped my acne so, so much, which is why I'm so excited that we can share this brand with you and have a discount code for you guys. I have done a full YouTube video about my experience with them. Like, I really believe that this helps so much. So if you are someone who is trying to take control of acne, fine lines, dark spots, or just clogged pores, Curology will customize a prescription formula with 3 active ingredients picked for you to tackle whatever skincare needs you have. And like I said, mine was acne. And it truly did treat my acne. And I got the clearest skin I had had in years by using Curology.
Love to see it. I have heard about it so many times from so many different people, how much, especially people who struggled with acne, how much it helped them and how much they loved it. So to get your treatment plan, start by answering questions online about your skin and sending in a couple selfies to Curology. So I did this, took those selfies, talked about, you know, I struggle with fine lines here. There, I got a little bit of sun damage. Then Curology matches you with a licensed dermatology provider who gets to know your skin. And if it's a good fit, you'll get a customized prescription cream to address your unique skin concerns. And it comes right to your front door, your personalized treatment plan. It's so nice.
It's truly ideal. And another reason I absolutely love Curology is because it's not a million skincare products. I feel like a lot of times when you are struggling with acne, you're just trying so many different products because
you're overcomplicating it.
Yeah, because things aren't working. And I like that it's a simple skincare routine and you can stay consistent with it. And it truly, truly does work. So
get a powerful skincare treatment made for you today. Go to Curology.com/whatwesaid for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/whatwesaid to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com/whatwesaid for all the details.
Okay, so kind of piggybacking off of that, what is your biggest revenue stream? What platform do you make the most money from? We can both answer this.
Okay.
Bounce
Boss, I would say.
Yeah.
Which may surprise people more than the podcast.
Yeah, Balance Boss does make us more money than the podcast currently. Mm-hmm. The podcast is a slow roll. Like, I feel like podcasting in general is a slow roll unless you're Addison Rae and you just have a million followers all, you know, just all of a sudden.
You can make money with podcasting, but it's not as crazy as you might think.
Yeah.
We're like, so we will be opening a GoFundMe.
My biggest revenue stream is Instagram. It's like just Instagram brand deals. And I feel like everything kind of stems.
Obviously.
Yeah. Everything kind of stems from that point. So that's my answer. Do you ever feel less educated having not continued your education? Basically going to college.
I absolutely feel less educated. And not in a way where I'm like, I'm sad, I'm stupid. And just that I literally have not had the resources that other people have had. And I'm not upset about that. I've done my own research in different areas. And I'm confident that I'm a smart person. But would I say that I have the same amount of knowledge as someone who went to all 4 years of college and got a master's degree? Absolutely not.
But you have different knowledge. That's the thing. Experience
and knowledge are different things.
Mm-hmm. And they go hand in hand. And I think for me, I have no regrets of not going to college. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm so much less educated.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do think I've had a lot of experiences that I would have never had I gone to college. Like, just my life now is different than I think it obviously would have been. But that being said, there are definitely moments where I'm like, I literally say all the time, I need to go back to school. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I need to learn.
Well, even when I think of more things. Like the 2 semesters that I did do college, I think back to a lot of stuff I learned I use today still in those two. And I took very interesting classes, like public speaking classes and a lot of other stuff. My chemistry one, don't use that at all. Big waste of time. But in other words, it's like, I think about that and then I think, oh, if I had done that for so many more semesters, obviously I would know a lot more about different things. But also, I think some people who went to college maybe don't know some of the things that I know. And not in terms of like studying the books, but just in terms life of
life experience, for sure.
Again, no one's better than anybody else for anything they do. Everyone's different. Everyone's living on their own life path, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how many boys have you kissed in your life?
You turn my mic down?
Like, I'm turns it off. Turning you down?
I want to say, I think I lost track after like 12, but I think it's been like 15, maybe 15 or 16.
Okay. I was going to say mine's probably like 10 to 15.
Yeah.
But I'm not about to like try and rack my brain for all
of them.
No,
I'm not
right
about to list them all.
No. I'd say mine's like 10 to 15.
Yeah.
I would have expected more from you, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I always had long-term boyfriends though. So many years of my life have been consumed by worthless relationships. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You think I'm a hoe?
Yes. How often, this is the real banger, you know what? No pun intended, but this is the question that was asked the most, which I feel like is kind of, okay, I don't know what it is, but how often do you and your husband have sex?
Ew. Sick. Perverts. Every second.
Chelsea and I actually.
I know my dad's listening. Close your ears, dad.
Chelsea and I were actually talking about this before the podcast started, and we kind of established that it's kind of the same.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of couples I've talked to, I feel like it's the same.
We just talked to someone else and they said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say on average 1 to 2 times per week.
Yeah.
And every week is very different.
Yeah.
So, or every month is different. It's like not so, so perfectly consistent, but I'd say that's on average.
Yeah. Again, it's like it completely depends on the timing, but yeah, that's about it.
Okay.
It's about average.
How was your first time? You know, doing the deed. We've talked about this, I feel like, a little bit on other podcasts. Yeah, we've said like...
Oh, yeah.
With our husbands, we've talked about it a little bit on our episodes with them.
The first time... Okay, again.
They say do it,
Dad,
does it hurt.
Dad and little brothers that are listening, close your ears. I don't want you to know this about your sweet little girl. But I'm like, I was an animal. No. I was going to say, again, it's important for girls to know that if you've never had sex before and then you get married, you know, you're a virgin. First time. It's not the best feeling in the world.
No, it's not like the most kinda fun,
hurts.
Amazing thing.
Not gonna lie, hurts. Not kind of, actually. Hurts, at least for me. Everyone's different. That's the other thing you need to understand. Everybody's different down there. Everyone's very different. Everyone can, you know, feel good in certain ways and some people can't, and it's not good or bad. It's just different. So you have to figure out what works for you. So obviously the first time you do it, don't think that's going to be the end all be all. It'll get better with time. Don't you worry. You got a whole lifetime of working that out. So,
I was going to say, because someone asked that too. They said, like, does it get better over time? And absolutely it does.
Yes.
It will get so much
literally
better over time.
Each time it gets better. It's like you, the more you communicate, the more you get to know, you know, the other person and what they like, then the better it gets.
Agreed. Taking a quick break to talk about one of our absolute favorite sponsors that is a huge part of our daily routine, and that is Ritual. This is for you, ladies. We take our Ritual vitamins every single morning, take two of them, because you know what? We're all trying to be as healthy as we can be. But even if we're like eating our salads, drinking our green smoothies and trying our very hardest, there's a good chance that we're still not getting all the essential nutrients that we need on a daily basis. So that is where Ritual comes in. It is an obsessively researched vitamin for women. Their essentials vitamins have the nutrients that most of us don't get enough of from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms with no shady ingredients or additives. Like I said, you take two capsules a day. They have a minty aftertaste, so they are not hard to take. They're not gross. They're not chalky. This is coming from someone who's very picky about taking or, you know, wait, I almost said eating pills. Taking pills, yes. So they're super easy to incorporate into a routine. And yeah,
we love them. Also, people always ask me, what do you take as your, you know, vitamins and nutrients? Because I'm plant-based. And I say the thing that I take in the morning is Ritual, and that's all I take. They also have a no nausea capsule design, so you can take them on an empty stomach. They're really beautiful vitamins also, which is also a plus. The packaging's minimal, branding's great. That's just the icing on the cake. You also don't have to go to the store to get them because they are delivered every month right to your front door. So easy. Better health does not happen overnight, as we know. And right now, Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/whatwesaid to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/whatwesaid.
What influencers you can't stand?
Uh-oh.
And like starts with a J, ends with an AC. You know what though? When I saw this question, no one even came to my mind. I'm not joking.
I know.
I wasn't, there was, there was no one. There was no one that I thought of off the top of my head that I was like, oh, that's who comes to my mind. There's no one.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
You look terrified. Who is it? I'm not going to say it.
Oh, I'm like, I can't think of anyone. Like, yeah. That I'm just like, that's my go-to answer.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I was going to say, it's not necessarily a person. It's more of just, you know.
A type of influencer.
And genuinely, Instagram, at least, not any other kind of influencer. I'm proud to say that's not really an area of my life that I get annoyed or stressed out about. So just influencers in general on every platform. Is anybody who you can tell is fake?
Yeah.
And that's really just the bottom line.
Yes.
You can tell 100%.
You totally can. It's really weird. I'm like you.
I'm just kidding. Cool.
No, it's, you can just feel when someone is not being their true self.
Yeah.
And it feels very bad.
Yeah.
It's just a bad feeling.
It doesn't feel good.
Is it normal to have nipple hair as a girl?
We were talking about this today. We asked Kristen. Sorry, Kristen.
We're out on the spot.
But not everybody does. But some people do. And it is normal. Okay? Just leave it at that. Blame to Kristen.
I'm like, some people do.
No, literally Chelsea and I.
Yeah.
Not Kristen. Sorry, Kristen. She's clean.
She's clean. No, I remember saying something about, like, I don't, it's not like a boy's where it's mm-hmm. like so much. Well, I mean, maybe that's not, I don't know. Yeah. But for me, it's like just a few. But I was talking to my mom. I was like, they're so annoying. I want to get laser around my nipples because I don't yeah. want to pluck them. And she's like, what do you mean laser? She's like, what? And I told her, she's like, you have hair there? I'm like, cool, I'm an animal. Like, and then I asked Chelsea and she's like, no, I did too. And I was like, yeah, okay. So it is normal. So
it is normal.
It is normal. Don't feel bad.
They could be black, blonde.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I also have a dark black hair on my chin that is thick as
thieves.
Thick as thieves. It's so thick.
Wait, let me see.
Well, I literally plucked it today, actually.
Really?
It only comes out. It comes out like once a month. I can feel
really?
It.
Really?
And it's just like a hard little
That's
thing.
Weird.
And then I pluck it and it's literally pitch black. It's like so dark and thick. Hmm. It's very interesting.
Like, ew. Honestly.
Amazing.
I'm kidding.
Shames me. Shames women.
Okay. I'm literally the hairiest person alive. I'm kidding.
Okay. What kind
Shames
of-
Shames women.
What kind of DMs annoy you? Okay, I have just, I'm like, I got a quick answer. No, I can't think of one thing in specific. I guess it's just people who are criticizing or, I thought of one.
I know.
I thought of one.
A backhanded compliment.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. A backhanded DM where they're like, I can't even think of something off the top of my head. Do you have one on the top of your head? When we did the whole modesty thing, this girl DM'd me and she's like, I think it's just hard for people, like not me, but other people to understand like why you don't share more about the gospel, like, or your religion on here, because you do have such a platform. And like, I think it's just hard for people to understand that. Not me. Again, she like kept saying that. And I'm like, okay, so you've made it very clear that it is you that's actually concerned about it. And then I looked back and she had sent me, no joke, almost the same exact DM a year prior where she was like, I think other people just get a little confused because this and that. And I'm like, just say it's you.
You're confused.
Just say it's you. Why do you have to like throw other people under the bus and like act like you're being nice, but really you're annoyed by what I post? It's like, why are you following me?
Yes,
I don't get it.
Exactly.
I truly, this is the thing that this, I will give you guys a tip. Whether you have an audience or not, honestly, just for, and this isn't about constructive criticism that's helpful. This is about people who are actually like either mean or super backhanded and you're just like, okay.
Again, a backhanded compliment where it's like they trick you into thinking that they're saying something nice or helpful.
Yes.
But it's actually just a dig at you.
Yep.
And there's and really nothing you can say
either. It doesn't feel like they have good intentions.
No.
It's like they want to critique you.
Yeah.
Here's my advice.
Ignore.
Completely ignore. This person left the meanest comment on my photo the other day. And I wanted to type back so bad. And I was going to block them and delete it and everything. The whole nine yards. And I was like, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to leave it here.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that other people actually would not. I was like, I don't want this comment to get any attention. Yeah. I don't want them to have one bit of satisfaction from this comment. So I left it there. Luckily, no one said anything, which I was actually kind of surprised by. I'm like, no one came to rescue me. Interesting.
She's like, so that's really what I want to talk to you guys about. Why didn't you come for my?
No, but no one said anything. I didn't say anything. The comment got no likes. It got no attention. And the person deleted it like an hour later. And I was like, that is the best thing you can do for these people is seriously, don't give it any of your energy.
No.
Don't give them 1 ounce of your time or attention when they're just actually trying to be mean.
It hurts your feelings. Yeah.
And it's the best thing you can do. And these people, they want attention. Mm-hmm. That's all they want. They want satisfaction. And when you don't give it to them, that's the best revenge you can get. Do you ever feel held back by your religion?
No.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it comes without saying, which we've talked about. I don't remember where we talked about this. Again, we talk all the time together, by ourselves, on Balanced Boss, on the podcast. I feel like I can never remember where I say things, but discipline in terms of like, okay, most people would be thinking alcohol, coffee, you know, growing up, you couldn't, you know, there was rules about sexual purity. And something we learned a long time ago, at least that I learned and kind of internalized, was those things are not there to restrict you from doing things. Those things are there to help you live, you know, a happier life.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not do it and you die or anything like that. It's up to you. It's your choice. But I think I kind of always realized from a young age, I could do whatever I want. I'm like, if I wanted to lie to my parents and sneak off and do these things, I could. But do I want to? Not really. It's just like,
exactly.
I don't want to.
I was going to say, people also asked why we don't drink alcohol. A lot of people have said to me too, like, do you feel like you're missing out by not drinking and stuff like that? And I feel like you make a good point. We can do whatever we want to do. It's like, if I want to drink, I can drink. There's literally no, it's like, I literally live alone with my husband.
Yeah.
It's like, we can do whatever the heck we want.
Yeah.
But we don't even want to. So, you know?
Yeah. It's like, especially at this age, it's like, we've already come over the point where we would be like partying and outside. No, we can't be outside because it's quarantined. I just mean like partying, you know, drinking, going to bars, like all that stuff. It's like, was probably already over in terms of age anyways, like college age, you know? And at this point, it's like we already realize this
we're
is the point where a lot
it.
Of our friends are trying not to drink. So
exactly.
It's like, why would I try it now? That's
exactly.
How I think. I'm like, I've gone this far without this long without it.
Yeah.
I'm fine without it.
Exactly. It's not something that I feel personally would add to my life in any way that I'm like, I want to do that so bad. So I'm just like, there's nothing.
Yeah.
That truly has never been much of a temptation
no,
to me at
either.
All, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's because I like, I don't know, I'm more
yeah.
health con. I don't even know why. I just feel like even in high school, I was never like, oh, I want to drink.
Yeah.
I just didn't really ever care to. quick break to talk about our sponsor, Awara. You guys know me and Chelsea are very obsessed with our sleep. We're picky. We have to get enough sleep or else we're gremlins in the morning and pretty much all day. Sleep is very, very important to us. So that is why we're super excited about our new sponsor, Awara. Awara has organic luxury hybrid mattresses with natural foam and New Zealand wool fiber. Lose the memory foam and upgrade to Awara's natural and sustainable latex tapped from real rubber trees. No formaldehydes or toxic chemicals, just an extra 2 inches of plush contouring support that sleeps cool. The humanely sourced New Zealand wool promotes cooling and airflow, which I desperately need. I, for some reason, get so hot at night. I'm always cold up until it is nighttime, and then I'm sweating at night. So this is ideal.
Yeah, it feels so nice. It really does make a huge difference. Awara is known for that weightless feeling. It has a neutral spine alignment, so there's no sinking or pulling on the natural curve of your back, which if you're like JC and I and you hunch over all day, this is very nice because it doesn't, you know, make your back all achy in the morning. And no questions asked, if you don't like it, they will take it back even if it's 364 days later. They offer free shipping and returns and a forever warranty. To top it all off, every time you choose Awara, 10 trees will be planted to restore forests in Kenya, Uganda, etc. The 10 trees they donate are fruit trees, which will help a farmer and his family get on the path to food security and financial stability. We love a company who has an amazing product and also does amazing things for this world.
So of course we have a special offer for you guys. You can get $350 off plus 100 trees planted with your purchase. Sleep better knowing you just planted a small forest. Use discount code WHATWESAID and the website to go to is www.awarasleep.com/whatwesaid and that will be linked in the show notes for you guys. Okay. When do you want kids? Another very popular question.
You know what? Sooner than later. I know we say that every single time, but we also don't want to be like, we're trying or we're not trying for another year or we're going to try in 6 months. It's like, because at that point, then people start checking up and it's like, if something, you know, we can't get pregnant for a while, we don't want people texting us and reminding us or, you know, messaging us being like, are you pregnant yet? When it's like, we're trying.
Yeah.
You know, so in terms of when we're going to try, we're going to keep that part private, but know that it's soon.
Yeah, I did.
I'm like, I'm going home and trying today.
I ditto on that. I've always said it's like some things to me, again,
don't need to be shared.
Yeah, don't need to be shared. And I'm not saying should be kept private because people can say literally share whatever they're comfortable sharing. But for me, I feel like if it did take me a while to get pregnant, it would really stress me out if everyone knows I'm trying and I have hundreds of thousands of people that know that and they're DMing me. I already have people all the time DMing me saying, are you trying? Oh my gosh, I think I see a baby bump. And I'm like, cool.
Like I just ate a burrito.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to further that and be like, I'm trying. And then everyone's just talking about it 24/7. So exactly. I feel like I would never share that that specific information.
For me, at least, that answer really is just like, I'm not waiting for a certain age where it's like, you know, maybe people are expecting like, oh, when you turn 30, then you'll start trying. I'm not waiting for a certain age.
No, either am I. Neither am I. And I feel like we're at a good age. Like I feel really grateful for the time. And I feel like you feel similar. The time that Leif and I have got to spend as a couple.
Yeah.
And so I'm like happy that we've waited this far and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why is JC so judgmental of people who play video games?
I saw that one.
What is this question?
I don't know.
Did I ever say something?
I was thinking,
about this?
I'm like, did you say something like about video games?
I have no idea. I don't remember ever. The only thing I could possibly think of saying is maybe talking about productivity and saying, like,
don't go play video games.
Yeah, or like, you know, I don't want to be sitting around playing video games or something like that.
Oh.
But I don't judge you, sis, for playing video games. I don't care.
Yeah. Here are my thoughts on video games. Okay. I don't think that they're a bad thing by any means. I don't think that they're a great thing by any means. I think it's a thing that people like to do. For example, let's say my husband, you know, hypothetically likes to play Xbox with his friends, you know, and they play Xbox Live. That's great. He doesn't live by his friends. I love that he gets to talk to his friends and like do something with them. You know, that's very similar to me as like if me and JC were FaceTiming doing our nails. It's like, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we've ever done that, but I'm like FaceTiming, doing our nails, you know, gossiping, having pillow fights, but
on FaceTime.
But I think it, like everything, it's moderation. There's a point when it goes too far where it's like, you know, this isn't your job. It's creating a problem in your life. Then yeah, just like everything else, things can create. If we played pickleball way too much, it would become a problem. Except for it's a good workout, but
yeah.
Other than that,
anything can be used too much to cause an issue. And I feel the same with scrolling on Instagram or TikTok. It's like that can also be quote unquote a waste of your time, technically. Yeah. But I'm not judgmental of those who play video games. I don't know where you got that idea. And I apologize that you did have that idea of me. How has your friendship changed and grown since you've grown up?
Our friendship?
Yeah. I'm like, what friendship?
I'm like, well, it's fake now. It used to be real.
I feel like it has gotten much more real and deep. I was going to say
it's become more multifaceted.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, now we're business partners.
Yeah.
No, it's funny because a lot of things that – a lot of our jokes and the things we laugh about, they're very similar.
Unfortunately,
to when we were in high school. We have had the same sense of humor and the same dynamic since high school.
Yeah.
But I feel like as we've grown up, we've both gone through more hard things and I don't know. We've like come
adult
in,
things.
Yeah, adult things. We've come into our own people more. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just think we've grown a lot.
It's definitely become more because both of us have grown up in terms of mentality too. It's like obviously we're not high school girls anymore, so we are a lot more level-headed about things and positive, I would say. Not that we were ever negative by any means, but we just understand life a little bit more. So
agreed. Is Chelsea going to raise her kids vegan?
That's a great question.
Do people ask you that
a lot? Yes, a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the answer?
And the answer is, this is what I think. I don't want to say yes or no because I don't know what it's like to have kids.
Yeah.
And I know I can't control kids, but you do feed your kids. You know, you do pick the foods that your kids eat up until a certain age. And something that I'm going to try to do, which actually my friend Katie and Cole do with their kid, and I love that they were saying this, that they were talking about, they let their son pick when he wants to eat. So he can go in and get snacks and food whenever he wants. And they say it works great because he never, you know, he basically has learned to intuitively eat at a young age. He basically eats when he's hungry and can get what he wants and eat what feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than being told, this is mealtime, this is how much you have to eat. It's like, that's just teaching them to not listen to their body as much. So I plan more so than anything to try and have my kids have a good relationship with food other than being like, you need to eat this.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be going out of my way to make not vegan food unless the doctor's like, your kid needs to eat this, and I get multiple opinions on it.
Yeah.
But it's like when I'm, you know, making snacks for my kids, it's like, why wouldn't I just do what I know and give them, you know, plant-based options? I'm not going to damn them for eating something non-plant-based. I'm going to let them have a choice when they go out with their friends. But I don't know. I think it works. I think about my dad, and he eats super healthy, and he's never made us eat that way. And I think even if my mom was like that and she gave us more, you know, we always had pretty healthy food growing up. And I feel like it's like you give your kids the options that they have at home. So you kind of get to choose a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What they eat outside of the home is up to them. They'll have to learn on their own. I'm not expecting to just like set my kids up for success in every area 100% because then they'd be boring.
Yeah. We need them to have a little bit of trauma.
Yeah. Trauma adds a little spice.
Has your husband ever told you what to wear / thought you were dressed too revealing?
Ooh, no. Actually, Nick is really good at this. This is actually what I've told him a while ago. I was like, you literally let me do whatever the heck I want. And I love you for that. Like he trusts me. He knows, you know, we know each other's intentions. So I will ask him, I'm like, do you think this is like a little too risky in the back or like something like that? And he'll be like, oh, I think usually he says it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And he's never been like, that looks slutty or anything like that.
I was going to say, when I was thinking about this, I've never heard Leif be like, ooh, that's whatever. I mean, granted, it's like, I don't really wear anything crazy, but you know, I don't branch out too much. I'm usually wearing a graphic tee, but I feel like if anything, I'm the one saying, is this too whatever? And he's like, no. He rarely cares at all.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a red flag if a guy is like always telling you you're dressed too revealing because I do.
I will say, I think there's a limit. Like there have definitely been times when I'm like wearing something like when I first got that Free People white tank and I had it on and I hadn't really looked at myself and I was like going out and he was like, are you sure you want to wear just that out there? Because you could basically see through my shirt. And I think because what he knows I would be comfortable with and not something that he wants me to be comfortable with. Yeah. It's more like maybe you should check. And then I go and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't want to wear this out. Like,
yeah.
But if it's something he thinks you should be wearing and not like, oh, I don't know if you'd be comfortable. It's like what you can't see in the back if it's really short. It's like, oh, that's pretty short. Like, yeah. You might want to check that instead of being like, I think that's too short. Go change. That's mm-hmm. a red flag.
Yeah, I agree. I just feel like it's, yeah. Oh, I could get into that.
But. I'm like, I hate men. I hate toxic men.
I do hate toxic men, in fact. Do you have separate bank accounts or one bank account?
Me and JC do share a bank account. You mean me and my husband?
Yes.
I'm like, me and my betrothed? Yes and no. So we actually got married and had separate bank accounts and never really combined them. And then it's more of a stake for credit now that we have separate ones, but we have one combined that's more of a savings account and we just use each other's cards. It's like not a matter of like, this is my money, this is mm-hmm. your money. It's more just like, hey, let's put bills in this one. I'll send you money this way. We are one of those couples that like will Venmo, you know, big amounts or whatever. You know, people say like, why are couples Venmoing each other? I'm like, mm-hmm. that's literally me and my husband to put in different accounts. But I literally don't say anything wrong with it. It's been fine from here. So
yeah. Leif and I have basically all shared money because we work together, number one. So I feel like that is even more, makes more sense. And same thing. We're never, it's never, oh, this is your money. This is my money. And
yeah.
we use each other's cards all the time. I'll take his card. He'll take mine. So everything's kind of just in one pot.
Yeah. As long as you have access to all too as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like he has all my bank passwords. I'm like, which is?
But do you have his though?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, we guys got to go
the important one is having access to mine, honey. Just kidding.
Some people were asking about my, like if your coach is my stepdad or my real dad yeah. and or like who my biological dad is.
Yeah, we
is.
Need to know about your dad.
Okay, let's get into the daddy issues, okay? So.
I'm sweating.
Why?
It's hot in here.
Because there's no AC.
I'm like, I'm nervous about this.
So Andrew, who is Chelsea's life coach, is my stepdad. And he has been my stepdad since I was 5 years old. My mom and dad, my biological dad, are divorced. And I didn't really growing up spend that much time with my real dad. It was pretty much I just grew up living with my mom and my stepdad. There's really no intense drama or like tea there. It's just that I just didn't spend that much time with him growing up. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
So usually when you refer to your dad, she's speaking of Andrew.
Yeah.
Like on the podcast, you're like, oh, my dad.
Yeah. That's I'm mostly talking about yeah. Andrew. Yes.
Because it would be very hard for you to specify every single, my biological father or yeah. my stepdad.
Mm-hmm. What do you think happened to the sister squad? Kind of sus now that James and Emma are good.
I feel like Emma and Ethan had a thing, whether they dated or not. So it's like when you break up, again, it's like what we talked about in our advice episode last Friday or this Friday, last Friday. Once you cross that line in a friendship, it's kind of hard to just go back to like being best friends. So it's mm-hmm. like, obviously, if there was some type of romance or anything, they probably just moved on. And they're like, we don't need to be hanging out, especially, yeah. you know, Ethan's dating someone else now. So it's kind of like.
That makes sense. Well, I saw that Emma now follows the Dolan twins and James. She follows really? All of them again. And James follows Emma as well. So they follow each other. But the Dolan twins don't, they like follow no one. Like
yeah.
they actually only follow themselves and their businesses. So
yeah,
they said, I think they say that they do that to like eliminate all drama, which I'm mm-hmm. like, it's kind of smart.
Yeah,
then there's
smart.
No, oh, he follows her. He doesn't follow. He unfollowed. Exactly. It's just like, we just don't follow anyone.
Yeah.
Catch so yeah. doing that. Yeah, seriously. I'm going to unfollow all of everyone.
All of everyone.
All of everyone. I'm so sorry. Someone's like, for JC, Chelsea or Leif? And for Chelsea, JC or Nick?
Why do people ask
Why do people ask us to pick like, between our literal husbands and our best friends? Like,
and also pick for what?
What are you trying to do?
A yeah, pickleball pick, team?
Yeah.
Leif.
Neat.
Oh, wait. It's literally Nick neat. Or you. It's Nick or you.
Nick, absolutely.
Literally picks Leif. Not even an option.
You or Leif.
She's like, yeah, Leif. I want to kiss him too.
I'm like, pickleball and after activities? Who would you pick? JC?
For pickleball?
Yeah, me or Nick.
You. I want to beat the boys together. Oh, okay. I've told you. We're trying to come together and defeat the men.
JC has now, established her power move in pickleball. I feel like everyone kind of comes to their own of like their signature move. And JC at the volley, it was really making me mad today because Nick kept freaking lobbing it up for JC's freaking attack. It's like her volleyball skills have come back from middle school and she can just swat it down and it's so hard to hit it when it's going so fast. And that's why I was getting so mad at Nick today. I said, stop setting it up for her. She's going to smash it every single time. And I cannot get them. They're literally going 1,000 miles an hour. And he was like, they're just good hits. And I'm like, I know. That's why we got to avoid the hits, my friend.
So my one power move.
With your power move, and I don't have a power move, but I'm decently consistent.
No, I feel like you're getting very consistent. And you're great at returning.
Okay. I've got a signature move, but I feel like we're getting there.
We're getting
and
there.
And especially
for sure.
If Nick is acting like he was today, half asleep, we got them.
For sure.
And we get late, overheated, you know.
Uh-huh. Get him exhausted.
Get him a little sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
And then we take Celsius. Game over.
Perfect.
And we start with 7. Game over.
We start with 7 points with a high advantage. We got
and
them.
They play with their left hands.
Amazing. Incredible. Do you ever sit down and make fun of your followers?
That's
I'm
mean.
I'm so sorry. No. That's actually, multiple people said that. They're like, do you actually hate your followers? I'm like, excuse me? The people who literally support our entire business and life. And like, I'm like, sis.
Especially podcast listeners.
Yeah.
You guys are the cream of the crop.
Yeah, you guys are the OGs.
We're obsessed with you guys.
Yeah, that's very shocking. That actually makes me laugh so hard to think about. Wait, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but Beth just texted us in a group message and said, oh my gosh, she's free. And she's talking about Britney Spears. We have got to read this.
Okay, whoa.
Britney Spears is out of her conservatorship with her father. Jamie Lynn Spears has taken over as trustee and will play a more significant role in her sister's conservatorship.
Oh my
what?
Gosh.
Is this real? We need to, let's see if she's trending on Twitter. That's the real
way. Oh, Jamie Lynn is taking care of her big sister. I love that. I feel like Jamie Lynn is literally just the sweetest.
Let's see if it's trending on Twitter. Where's the free Britney?
We thought this seemed to be a huge step in the right direction, but fans of Britney's are saying not so fast. I think Jamie is pro everything her father has been doing is not qualified to be the trustee. Amazing.
Incredible.
Oh, gosh.
What the? Why does it say that? Beth, why are you playing with our emotions? Stay tuned. Stay tuned, guys, for more free Britney content. Very, very confused about all of this.
Very confused.
How do you guys deal with burnout from the What We Said podcast?
I never feel podcast burnout.
Yeah, I
really
don't. Doesn't exist. Debunked.
You guys, literally, I don't know maybe if you realize this, the podcast is our favorite thing. And like we said, it's definitely not our biggest moneymaker in terms of like we're making.
In terms of money?
In terms of cash flow. I will literally never stop unless I'm forced to stop.
Same.
We're obsessed with it. We're obsessed with you guys.
You guys, it's so fun. The thing is, you need to start a podcast. If you want to start a podcast, please start one. This is what I've been saying for years. But it just came out. Dear Media just posted about how the podcast industry is going to be like $1 billion industry in 2021, right?
I think so.
So by next year, which is insane.
Yeah,
and
hop
that,
on.
It has grown so much since we started. Like mm-hmm. just the podcast industry as a whole. And I think it has a long way to go.
Yes.
So if you want to start a podcast, start a podcast. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And it's just, I feel
the sky's the limit.
Yeah. And maybe it's because no one can see me, but I feel like I can kind of just actually speak from the heart and say whatever I want.
Yes.
I don't get so nervous. Like I feel like on YouTube or Instagram stories, I'm like, and I second guess things that I say, or I'm like, oh, I'm going to cut that. I don't like that. But with the podcast, I just speak so much more freely.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's such
like
a great
being on the
platform.
Phone.
It's yes.
The best.
So many people are like, the worst trait about each other. The thing you hate the most about the other person. I'm like, what? Why?
Also, why is that something we would be avoiding? Like,
yeah.
Talking about.
And Chelsea's like, I love talking
about
it.
I'm like, I talk about it every day. No, but it's like, why would that be something we're avoiding telling them about? Like, ugh, we just don't want to tell them about her toxic traits.
Yeah. There's also.
I have none.
There's also. I don't know. There's nothing that I'm like, oh, this comes to mind.
Yeah.
Your most toxic trait.
Yeah.
I feel like we're very open about the fact, like the things that we're not good at or the things that we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Like That's what you think.
Amazing.
I'm kidding.
I'm like, do you have something you wanted to say? Okay. Share with the class.
I do have something, actually. I have to get this off my chest. No, this isn't really. Actually, some may consider it.
Chelsea, she's like, I'm like, my heart just dropped.
Sometimes when you're chewing, it really annoys me.
Chewing?
I get so sensitive. Wait, around,
I feel like I don't chew with my mouth open though.
No. In tears.
No, I'm not. In tears.
I'm just kidding. I was trying to think of something stupid that.
Was that real though?
Yeah, but that's not just you. But sometimes it's like so quiet in your house and then you'll be the only one eating and I have to be like, I can't. I have to like walk away because it's too much, what's it called?
Food?
No, like stimulation. Like noise stimulation. That's your most toxic trait.
Incredible.
It's my most toxic trait is probably my breath, to be quite honest to you.
No.
You never smell my bad breath? I feel like I have the worst breath in history.
Because you have the deviated septum. Listen to our last episode, guys.
It's true. I've been using the hydrating mouthwash and I really feel like it's helped. You can't think of anything that annoying that I do.
I'm not trying to get in a fight. I'm not trying to get into a riot. I'm not trying to start a riot. Close your eyes.
Come on, just one thing. We'll end it with.
That's
this.
That's a horrible ending, Chelsea. That's a horrible ending.
No, we'll end with a good one. You think that one was bad of me? Of me telling you you chewed? I'm upset with you.
I'm like, I'm very, very hurt. No, I feel like there's nothing worse to me than like finding out that something about me annoys someone that they've been like, oh, it's just like
bugs to be honest, it's only been like a week. It's been like twice that it's happened. But also in the moment, I'm not going to be like, your chewing's bugging me. I feel like that's mean of me to be like, stop eating.
Okay, but I must know if it's like me chewing with my mouth open because I genuinely feel like I try so hard not to chew with my mouth
open. And this is what I'm saying. It's literally not you. I also get annoyed with Nick doing this.
Okay.
So maybe it's just that you guys are the only people I associate with. And it's literally only been the last couple times because it's so quiet in this house. And then when you're eating, I'm like, and it's also when I'm not eating. And the only thing, then I start focusing on the noise of like the chewing, whether it's like cereal or something.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think you're annoying by any means.
Okay. You guys are witnessing a live fight. Wait,
are your feelings hurt by that?
No. I'm just saying you find it, like someone's like, you've been doing this for weeks and it really bugs me. And you're like, cool. Every time I do that thing, you're annoyed. Like, you know what I mean?
It's literally been probably twice, three times. But you asked me for something. So I'm giving you if that's the only thing that annoys me about you, then.
Then that's pretty great.
We can move on. You can't think of one thing. Now I feel bad.
I'm like, unfortunately, I'm very kind-hearted. So
unfortunately, I look past your flaws.
No, I'm genuinely trying to think of something that annoys me.
You don't think I talk too much?
No.
Really?
Huh. Not at all. Like on the podcast or just in general?
Just in general. I feel like I always interrupt people and like talk nonstop.
It's never bugged me.
Really?
No.
I'm like, I'm perfect.
Wow, I am perfect.
Like, you need to stop eating and I'm perfect.
I think maybe like, I'm genuinely trying to rack my brain. I feel like I have to hurry because we need to end this episode and I can't even think of anything. I'm such a good friend. Or maybe you're a good one.
Yeah, I never do anything that annoys you. Think about it.
Like,
I'm never too irresponsible, like forgetting something and you're just like, oh, you keep forgetting that.
No, you're pretty good with that. Maybe being on time.
Okay. I was going to say, actually, I was thinking about that one next. Because I feel like I always say, I'm going to be over here at a certain time and then I'm like 30 minutes late.
Yeah. That's probably the only thing that I could think of.
That hurts my feelings.
Oh, incredible. Like, I feel like that's my new word. I've said it a million times.
What?
Incredible. It's kind of bugging me. I'm bugging myself. I'm like, toxic.
That's toxic.
I'll see myself out.
People are probably listening to this dying that those are the things that we're like literally getting hurt by.
Are you hurt by that?
No. Mostly because I kind of know. I'm already like a little bit aware of it. That I'm like, it's annoying that I'm late.
Okay.
I was just telling Nick today. I'm like, I'm annoying. I was like, after we got done with pickleball, I was like, I'm annoying. I think I'm annoying. Like, I just talk all the time. I'm just, like, yelling. Like, even when we were playing, you know, games last night, I'm like, I talked and yelled too much.
I've never thought that.
Really?
I'm never thinking that.
Well,
in my
maybe
head.
You will now.
I'm like, but now that you mentioned it, I'll be sure to focus on that tonight at pickleball.
I shouldn't have said anything. Now people will know.
No, I'm not going to focus on it.
Why do you bring attention to it? And don't worry. I literally, maybe twice or once.
I won't eat anything around you ever again. I'll never go on a lunch date with you again.
Even you ate lunch in front of me just barely. It didn't bother me. It could happen to anybody is what I'm trying to say. Now I feel bad.
Why, Chelsea? I'm not even hurt.
Okay, you seem hurt.
I'm not hurt.
I see tears rolling up in your eyes.
No, you do not.
Chelsea's bawling.
I told you what.
Yeah,
it's that
it is.
If
I'm
there's
sorry.
Something that bugs someone about anyone that they're like, Have you ever had that experience where someone's like, this has been bugging me? It's like they kind of just finally get to a point where they're like, I have to say this. And you're like, oh, like I'd almost have preferred you just say it right then because now I feel like I feel bad that I annoyed you for that long.
No, it's...
But I genuinely don't care. Okay. I don't care. I'm like, I'll chew in your ear. Watch me.
Wakes me up every morning with that.
Okay, should we end there?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait,
best traits.
Oh, best traits. Okay. Cute.
I'm just kidding.
Funny and cute. Chelsea is a great friend.
She's like tolerant of my flaws.
I'm a great friend.
I'm trying to think of something very specific. I feel like
I'm trying to think of something light enough so I don't cry at the end of this. So it's
the
like
same.
Happy.
I'm like, I literally already see feel tears. So I'm like, okay. She has cute style.
I'm like, I like the way you chew. I'm sorry. It's cute the way you chew. I'm sorry.
Should we title this "A Live Fight"?
Yeah,
a live fight between two best friends.
It's getting hot in here. If we're being quite honest.
Yeah, it's getting hot. I can't think. I'm really. I'm trying to think of something deeper than something I've shared a million times.
I know.
Like. I feel like I've said something like this, but I feel like you're very...
I see the tears.
No. Very accepting. Like, I feel like literally I could do anything and just, like, tell you and be like, I did this or I feel whatever. And you'd just be like, fine with it.
Nice. Except for two.
I'm like, cheat on Leif with Nick and you'd be fine with it.
I'm like, I would accept you for that.
No, I feel like you accept people no matter what. Like, you genuinely... Don't care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really got to come in with a big one because I feel bad.
Oh my gosh. Chelsea, stop. Now I'm annoyed.
Okay. I just had it on the tip of my tongue. And I don't even know necessarily how to put this in the words. And again, I have said this before. Very similar. But JC very much is somebody who brings other people up with her. You know? Like a lot of people, I just have allergies. A lot of people like want to get to the top alone. And I feel like if JC's getting to the top, she's like bringing everyone she knows.
You're all invited.
Except for you guys. We make fun of you. Okay, we got to wrap this thing up.
All right, I'm done. Thank you. That's very kind.
You're welcome.
I'm like, and I agree. I'm a great friend.
Also, her pickleball game has improved tremendously.
Thank you, queen. Okay, you guys, that's going to be it for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed us answering questions that we have avoided. Like the end took a real turn. We've been fighting for 20 minutes. Like, okay, if you guys want to follow along with our podcast Instagram, it's at What We Said Podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating and review on the Apple Podcast app.
Or 5 stars, baby.
5 stars, nothing less, nothing more. And if you listen on Spotify, subscribe. Or on Apple Podcast app. And you guys will get notified every time we come out with a new episode. So if there's like, if you forget when we have bonus episodes, you'll be notified, right? You know, when you go into the app, whether it's the podcast app or Spotify. So
and you guys got to stay tuned because big things are coming.
Big things are coming. Merch, we will be, you know, hopefully updating you guys with that soon. And thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have an amazing week. And
that's what we said.